Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we're on the road, but first, let's talk conflict regarding Lori Vallow and Chad Daybell being represented by the same attorney. Next on the docket, some people have no shame, and finally, our dumb criminal contestant of the day. Let's talk about it. Good day, Crime Talk aficionados. This is Scott Reich of Crime Talk, and thank you for tuning in. If you have not already done so, hit that little subscribe button. Hit that little bell so that you receive notification of when we put out new content. And as always, leave us a comment below. Now, there's a lot of stuff going on about Lori Vallow, and maybe her sister may have passed away unexpectedly at a very young age of 31. Well, guess what? Speculation. We don't even know if they lived together in the same city, so we're not going there. All right, what I do want to talk about is what we know. And we know from the bond reduction hearing last week was that Mr. Means, the attorney that represents Lori Vallow, stated on the record that he also represented Chad Daybell. First thing that went off in my mind was conflict, all right? As an attorney, you owe a duty of loyalty and independent judgment. And that's an essential element in any kind of attorney-client relationship. And if you think that there's a conflict, first of all, you have to identify who is your client, whether there is in fact a conflict, and whether you can have the client consent that a conflict exists and is possibly waivable if there is informed consent. So let's talk about that. We know that obviously Lori Vallow is charged with the desertion of her children, JJ and Ty Lee. Chad Daybell is listed as a witness in this particular case. And we also know that both he and her are under investigation as it relates to the death of his former wife, Tammy Daybell. Conflict right there, all right? One that I don't think is waivable because you owe a duty as an attorney to one person. You can't represent multiple people the same way zealously. You have competing interests and they don't have the same interests. So this is, in my opinion, a simple ethics 101 to get your bar license. There's not a conflict because Chad Daybell is paying for Lori Vallow's attorney's fees. That's okay. Frankly, that happens all the time. Mom and dad, grandma come in and represent little, pay you to represent little Johnny. But you have to let the parents and grandparents know, hey, you may be paying the bill, but my duty and loyalty is to the client. Regardless of you paying the bill, you don't get to know everything that's going on unless the client specifically asks you to do so. The client can tell you, this is what I want, but you have competing interests, but everybody has to know you are only representing the person who's charged in the criminal case, not the parents. If they wanted you to represent them, you couldn't because you have competing interests. So what's the remedy? Could Mr. Means put each of those two individuals to have informed consent, probably have another attorney advise him of the conflict, the downfalls, the pitfalls that are associated with having a conflict of interest? Yeah, and I'd want them to have independent counsel and do it. And I think most attorneys would say, you shouldn't do that. Client, attorney, it's not worth it. And if that conflict exists, guess what? Means has to get off of both defendants' cases. You can't then get off one and represent the other one. It doesn't work that way because you have client confidences that can be used against another one. And that's why you have a conflict of interest. That's why you people have different attorneys, is because of the fact that if you, the person that gets, you know, not the best deal or isn't happy with the situation, you say, well, you were really looking out for the best interests of the other party in this conflict. And even though, yeah, I talked to an attorney, you know, I didn't think about it that much and I didn't think it was a deal until we lost. And now, of course, I want to raise a conflict. I want a new trial because you were ineffective and there was a conflict of interest. Most judges won't allow this to proceed. I've seen judges tell attorneys, you're not representing a husband and a spouse on the same, you know, same theory that they're going to stick together. Judges say, not in my courtroom. So I think Mr. Means has a conflict. He might as well file that motion to withdraw and give the unearned money back and they can go get the public defender. I always tell my attorneys, you want to keep your law license. One, don't sleep with your clients. Two, don't steal their money. Communicate with them and don't represent someone if there's a conflict of interest. Simple rules. If you know that, you're probably going to do really well on the bar exam. I had a case once where a friend was representing a guy that was accused of selling drugs. He was then the victim of a homicide. The person that was accused of the homicide wanted to represent him. I said, ooh, my gut feeling says that's not right. He went and represented him. The guy was convicted. Conflict of interest. You just don't do it. If you have to go to the books and try to justify why it's not a conflict, it's a conflict. Move along, Mr. Means. And if you think that I'm making up those rules of conflict, look up ABA rules, model rules, 1.7, 1.8, 1.9. Straightforward, not right there, doesn't mean much. Next on the docket, some people have no shame. There's actually women in Washington State dressing up as nurses, following around FedEx drivers, and engaging in porch piracy. Unbelievable. Some people have no shame. Like, dressing up as nurses so that nobody suspects you, crazy. Next on the docket, winner of our Dem Criminal of the Week. Last week's winner was Mr. James Gabriel. He's the gentleman who called the police because he needed ice cream and some beer from the fridge. Needless to say, didn't go well for him and he got charged. But our Dumb Criminal contestant of the day is in fact a gentleman by the name of Dijon Landrum. Now, Mr. Dijon Landrum, yep, like the mustard, Dijon Landrum, you would think that being arrested once, maybe in a lifetime, would be an embarrassing event, change your life, make you think you want to be a better person. Well, Mr. Landrum was first arrested for breaking into a vehicle. He was arrested, given a summons. Less than an hour later, he was found stealing property from people's yards. When the police made contact with him, he had the property. The property was recovered. He was given, arrested, and issued yet another summons. And then later that evening, he was found driving a stolen vehicle. Arrested, released on a summons. Absolutely crazy. Now, Mr. Dijon Landrum is our dumb criminal contestant of the day because you would think he would be able to get it right. However, the county of LA, who is engaged in this policy of basically catch and release because of the COVID-19, you may be a contestant tomorrow if this keeps up. Additionally, we are on the road today. Yesterday was supposed to be a travel day. Flew from Denver to Norman, Oklahoma. Literally getting ready to take off. Had a tire that got punctured by something on the taxiway. So I had to spend the night, repair guy out first thing this morning, flew up to Minnesota to this fancy lab where they're testing some evidence in a case that we have. So hope to be back tomorrow. Sorry for the informal nature of Crime Talk today, but I wanted to talk to you about conflicts of interest. Hopefully enjoy it. Please leave us a comment. Do you think Means should get off now? These nurses, I mean, just go turn yourself in, do the honorable thing. And obviously let us know if you think Dijon Landrum is a good contestant for the Dumb Criminal of the Day. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.